How are you doing, Lori and Teresa? How's it going?
Hello, Noel. Pretty long day. getting
I'm
ready for
sure.
the premiere.
I'm sure it's exciting times for you guys. The second season is debuting on August 18th. The first season, you guys knocked it out the park. You guys are certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Very exciting there. Excited to be back for the second season. I'll start with you, Teresa, for our listeners. I'd like you to describe how would you describe the show?
It's about a millennial struggling in Queens, but kind of getting by with the love of her grandma and dad. And it's just really kind of a strange, wacky, irreverent take on what you would normally see from this kind of family show. I guess I would say maybe it's not necessarily a family show, but it's something that hopefully people watch and would be able to laugh out loud to.
Well, I got to watch the first four episodes of the second season, and I literally laughed out loud. So you did your part for so far, for me at least, and I'm pretty sure our listeners and everyone who gets to watch the second season will feel the same as well. Laurie, you play the grandma of the show, and you're not the average grandma. You're like the cool grandma, but at the same time, you put your foot down. And I love that. What could we expect from Grandma in season two?
Well, you might find mischief. You might find bitch slapping. You might find love. You never know. You'll have to
Yeah. You have
watch.
to watch to find out. Again, August 18th is when the show premieres. I want to dive in, Teresa, to the second episode, which premieres directly after the first episode at 10 o'clock on Comedy Central. The idea of this time travel episode, you guys were able to kind of, my favorite part of that episode, not to give too much away, but you guys go into an old video store. How, as far as the process of going back to 2003, how difficult was it to do that, to go back in time?
Well, it was funny that you mentioned the video store because that, the idea for the episode was really coming from Nora and wanting to kind of see 2003 is somewhat different, but also somewhat the same. Not many things have changed, but of course, video stores are pretty much extinct now. So actually finding a location that we could shoot that was fairly difficult. And our production designer did an amazing job of turning a video game store basically into a video store. But yeah, that episode, I think it's kind of representative of our show in that it is an episode that is a little bit crazy and it goes off into places that you don't necessarily expect. But at the end of the day, it's kind of about, what if, the sort of what if things were a little bit different, would you go back and change your life? And that was kind of the core of what that episode was, even though it obviously goes off into a little bit surreal territory.
Right. And you mentioned the filming. Did you guys film during the pandemic or was it before? And if it was during, how difficult and how different was it from filming season one?
Yeah, it was we filmed during the pandemic, and we had an amazing COVID compliance team that was making sure everyone was really safe. And we had a lot of rules that we had to follow, obviously, to make sure that everyone was safe. So it was more challenging, but we were super lucky to be able to actually get to make the show.
And Lori, you've done many other things besides this show. How different was it this time around filming the second season during the middle of a pandemic for you?
We just had to learn a new way of expressing. Like every time we finished a scene and stepped away, then on came the masks and the PPE boxes and things like that. So we just had to be very careful. We knew we were in a situation where we had to be careful of everybody. That's why I love the crew so much because they're not in front of the camera, but they work their behinds off. And the PA I had, kept on following me around, make sure that I have my mask on. The second team, which is our stand-ins, they learn everything that we did to the T. So I am proud of everybody, and they know it too.
Yeah, I'm sure you tell them. I'm sure you do. You guys have a great lineup of special guests, one of them being Chloe Fineman from SNL. and she does a terrific job. Lori, I want to ask you, is there anyone, because I know how COVID was and everything, so you may have not filmed scenes with anyone. Is there anyone you got to film scenes with that you were excited to film scenes with as far as the special guests are concerned?
I didn't really actually get to film any scenes with the guests. I was just happy to see them. C.S. Lee, he was in Dexter. I was a follower of Dexter, and I just loved his character because, he created it out of thin air. You know, the character just maybe appeared in one or two episodes, and he made it a running character. So I'm very proud of him because I saw him when he was a young stage actor in New York. Was going to go off and see what LA was like. And hey, now he's married and he has a couple of kids. You know, that's amazing.
Right.
I'm so proud, you know.
Yes, very, very much so indeed. Teresa, you've worked on other shows, specifically Fresh Off the Boat. How different is this show as far as producing this? You've created this one, but how much different, like, do you think, because Fresh Off the Boat is something that, you know, is more, like you mentioned earlier, family friendly. This is family friendly, but, you know, just a little different. It takes it up a notch, which I love. How different was it, you know, coming up with these two different shows for you?
Yeah, no, I actually, when I went and worked on Fresh Off the Boat, I went for a season, and it was kind of in preparation, honestly, for this show and kind of knowing that we were going to do this show. And so it was really important. Obviously, Fresh Off the Boat was really groundbreaking in a way of being the first show that featured an Asian American family in, you know, a network sitcom. And that was really important for everyone, all of us, to kind of see its success when we were all really proud of it. But obviously this show is kind of maybe, you know, it's a little different in the way that it's on Comedy Central. We're a little bit more unfiltered. But it was a great experience to work on that show and kind of see how they did things.
And Lori, you in the season finale of the first episode, you sing a song. Can we expect any singing from you in the second season?
Wait, what song do I sing? I don't remember. Was it
you don't? Christina? I can't remember which song. I'm trying to remember. I'm drawing a complete blank here. Maybe I did my research incorrectly.
I have a song in the stage show, the musical. It's the 11th Hour Killer song, but not in this one. I know I had, you know, we have restrictions about copyright or, you know, use of music. So I don't even know if that cut stayed in or not. I sang Pigeon. I sang to
a okay. I hope that doesn't get cut. Teresa, can you make sure that doesn't get cut?
There was a lot of great, Lori's pigeon noises were so on point, and her handling of that pigeon was truly unbelievable. It kind of, you know, it freaked everyone else out, but I'm glad that Lori and the pigeon got along really well.
It was a Christina Aguilera song.
Oh, was it?
Words can't bring you down.
Oh, that's what it was. Beautiful, beautiful. That's what it is. That's what it is. Awesome, you guys. Well, I'm a complete out of time with you. I really appreciate all the time you spent with me. I can't wait for everyone to check out the show.
Hey, yes. Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.